Everton 0, Aston Villa 1. Up the Villa, come on. Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you're new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like. We'll have a like target of 250 and get in the comments down below on your thoughts on the performance versus Everton. Strong lineup, wasn't it? Front three, absolute flames. Coutinho, Watkins and Buendia. What a front three that is. Absolutely world-class front three. But in all seriousness, the lineup was good, wasn't it? It was strong. It was one of the strongest lineups that we've been able to field in a very, very long time. We spoke about in the preview how difficult it was going to be going to Goodison Park. They were going to be fired up under Big Dunk. And they were, weren't they? They were in our faces. They made it really difficult. But I thought we come through that test very, very well. And there's some positive things coming through from that performance. Yes, it wasn't possession football in the second half. Yes, it wasn't us ripping them apart. But for me, there's some real good plus points in that performance. And we'll get on to them. So like I say, at the start of the game, we were fired up. McGinn was snapping. Everybody was on it from the first whistle, which I thought was brilliant. The cap kits weren't, they weren't holding out too good, were they? It looked like it had just come out of every Villa fan's tumble dryer, the one that Ramsey was wearing, and Luca Dean had his one ripped as well. But I thought we were quite good first off. You know, Buendia had that shot, Mings cut out a through ball which was destined to go to Calvert-Lewin as well. Cash was getting through forward as well. Watkins' touch when he brought that one down, albeit when he was offside, probably should have finished it, but what a save from Pickford. And Buendia's goal, oh my days. Luca Dean's finally someone that can take a corner and beat the first man. We spoke about it when we were signing him and in some of the previews that his set piece delivery is top quality, and that's why we've brought him in as well. So, you know, that corner was tremendous. And the header, you know, we've seen it quite a few times this season now. Buendia, he scored, hasn't he? He scored a header. He always looks decent in the boxes off headers as well. But that one, that sort of like powered looping header, absolute beauty of a header that was. It was a little pearler. You know, we went in at half time. I thought, yeah, really good. I thought it was a good first half. We weathered their sort of storm. They weren't really at it, were they? I thought Decore had a decent first half for them. But all in all, I was really pleased with the first half. With the application, we spoke about that we didn't sort of get that right in the first 25 minutes against United, but we definitely did against Everton. And I thought second half we'd come out, and I thought Big Dunk's game plan would have been gone out the window and it would have been all us with the ball, but it wasn't, was it? Everton really, really came out at us. They were very, very direct. They brought on Gordon, who I thought had a really good game for them. He was really bright. You know, his delivery was really good. And, you know, we had to hold firm, didn't we? And they threw everything at us. And this is one of the big, big plus points, which I'm going to get onto now, is what I thought we were really good in was, how many top sides do you see, especially in the Premier League, that can get that 1-0 and ride it out and keep the clean sheet? And when they're under pressure, you know, they come away and they've still got the 3 points. I think, you know, you look at some of the games we've played this season where we've played really well and drew, we've played well and lost. But today I thought we played okay and we managed to get the win, and we was really dogged and resolute. You know, we didn't really have a foothold in the game second half, but we dug in, we was resolute, we was compact, organised. You know, the defensive shape was really good. And yeah, we conceded a few chances, but I thought the shape of the team was good defensively. Yes, I'd like to see us a little bit better with the ball, show a little bit more. I thought we gave the ball away a little bit too easy in the second half. But to come away from Goodison under those circumstances of the new manager bounce and the hostility of the crowd, I thought it was tremendous. We get them 3 points now, we get back to B6. We've got a good 16-day break now, and we can really get onto that mini pre-season which Gerrard's been speaking about. I thought it was disgusting that when we celebrated and they threw the bottle or the coin or whatever came onto the pitch. You know, them sort of scenes, they're just shocking, really. They're really bad. But all in all, Yes, I'd like to see us a little bit more forward thinking with the ball, but to be resolute like that and come away with the 3 points, you know, when's the last time we went to Goodison and got the 3 points as well? So, you know, really good to sort of stop the draws and the losing run now. We've sort of got that win. We can go into this break now and hopefully come out and build a little bit of momentum, especially against Leeds and Watford, who we've got coming up as well. So some, you know, some plus points today. I thought Ramsey had another decent game, especially first half. I thought he was driving forward. Emi Buendia is, for me, an absolute joy to watch. I love Buendia. Yes, it probably wasn't his best game, but I thought his header was top quality, to be fair. I thought the defending was good. Konsa was decent. Matty Cash, oh, you know, how good's he been this season? His defending is top quality. His defending has gone up levels. He's just so tenacious. He's there, isn't he? He's on their heels. He comes up against pacey wingers and he thrives off it. You know, he was really good against Damari Gray today. I thought he was really good. Mings, I thought, had a bit of a poor game. I thought he was really sloppy, especially when he got the ball. I think when Mings has got time to think about it, I think he's quite poor, to be honest. You know, he knocked one out for a throw-in, couple out for a corner. You know, I think when he comes up against them centre-forwards and he gets in that battle with them, I think it's... I don't know with Mings. I just come away watching some of the games with Mings and I'm just really, really frustrated. And there's times when I'm watching, I'm just like, we were under so much pressure and we just sort of like give away a needless corner or a throw-in and we invite the pressure. And, you know, Mings was a bit frustrating today. I thought Luca Dean came through the game pretty well under, you know, pretty hostile circumstances for him. You know, my heart was in my mouth when he gave that ball away and it was a 2v1, but Martinez stepped up and brilliant sweeper keeper. Martinez made some good saves again today. 9 yellow cards in the game as well, so that sort of tells its tale on how the game was as well. So, you know, it worked pretty, but I'm happy we came away with the 3 points. Let me know in the comments down below how you feel like we played today. Massive, massive news yesterday, wasn't it, of Emi Martinez's new deal to 2027. He is a player that I sort of was a bit worried about because I think he's so good and he can play it in the Champions League, can't he? He could play at sort of like top Champions League level football. So when that came through on my phone yesterday, I was absolutely buzzing. You know, he absolutely loves it at Villa, doesn't he? You can tell. I remember when he put on that he got his a cartoon character of him drawn in one of the rooms in his house in his Villa kit. Villa are a big club, aren't we? We're a big club, mate. And he knows, he gets it. And that's what we need. We need all these players to understand what it means to play for Aston Villa. And I think, yes, the signing of Coutinho is huge. Bringing in Luca Dean is massive. But to get players like Martinez to sign new deals, to pledge their future, to want to... You know, he spoke about in the tunnel, he sees the cup and he wants to play in it with Aston Villa. And, you know, if he gets it, then I think it's going to put us in a good stead moving forward with future signings. I think if we can get McGinn tied down to a new deal as well, that would be absolutely massive. I thought he was everywhere on the pitch today, you know, in difficult circumstances, weren't it? I think it was really difficult that second half and it was just a testament to us that we came through it. So let me know in the comments how you feel like we played. Thank you for watching. It's just my thoughts today. And up the Villa and subscribe to the channel.